Wrong Victim, Detective Rachel King, Book 3. Written by Helen Durant and read by Lucy Price Lewis.
Prologue. The moment he walked through the door, the smell hit him. A mix of vomit and urine that caught in the back of the throat and turned the stomach. Another thing wrong, no one was about. Surely someone should have come to investigate the footsteps in the corridor. A quick glance towards the ceiling. There were no cameras either. This place was still in the dark ages. Well, he wasn't complaining. It suited him. The room his victim occupied was one of the cheapest, tiny and equipped with the bare essentials. Shame about the view, nothing more inspiring than the wall of the block opposite and half a car park. His victim was lying on his back, in a single bed, asleep. His irregular breathing punctuated by the odd cough. He looked nothing like the man the killer remembered. He presumed that was down to the ravages of illness. The victim was pale, haggard, delicate, someone who'd require help to do the simplest of tasks. What he was about to do would be more of a kindness than a crime. He wouldn't last much longer anyway, not in his condition. This would cut out the suffering, stop the man being a burden to the staff, his family, and himself. The weapon he would use was nothing more alarming than a pillow taken from the end of the bed. The man wouldn't put up a fight, there was no strength left in those emaciated arms. It felt good, standing here, with his prey unable to retaliate. The best thing that had happened in ages. Was it wrong to feel this way? His mother always said he had a dark side. Well, she was right. It was time. The killer placed the pillow over the man's face and pressed down hard. There was a judder of limbs, a stifled groan, hands flailed feebly for a few moments. And in seconds, it was over. Satisfied, the killer replaced the pillow. They'd find the man the following morning, cold and stiff. But the nurse mustn't presume that he'd died in his sleep. She and the others who would come after her must know the truth. This was no accident. Taking hold of the old man's left hand, the killer selected the finger with the wide gold wedding band. A quick snip with a sharp pair of secateurs, a tug to free the bone from the joint, and it was off. A fine trophy to start the collection. Now, the final touch. Taking a box of wedding confetti from his pocket, he tore it open and shook it over the body. The tiny pieces of paper fluttered down like coloured snow. The trophy was one thing, but let them make sense of that.
Chapter 1.
Want to do this again?
Mark Kenton asked. Rachel King gave him a thin smile and shrugged. I thought we didn't get on. They'd certainly struggled the last time their paths had crossed.
True, but we shouldn't let that stop us.
He smiled as he spoke, but his tone was laced with sarcasm. Rachel's first response was to refuse the invitation, but the opportunity was too tempting to pass up. DCI Mark Kenton's sudden interest in her was totally unexpected. During their last encounter, a particularly nasty case of murder and people trafficking, they'd been reluctant to trust each other. The trafficking case had been Kenton's baby for months, and he saw Rachel's involvement as interference. But she had no choice. The murders she was investigating were mixed in with the trafficking. "We start seeing each other regularly, people will talk," she said.
Let them. I quite like being the hot topic around the office.
He smiled again. As long as it's your office, she parried. If I agree, shall we come here again? It does good food, and it's a handy bolt hole after work.
See, I'm really a thoughtful sort of guy.
Rachel didn't believe that for one moment.